USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 7-year-old girl in Houston is shot and killed while riding in her family's car on the 30th of December, her mother later says of the person who pulled the trigger,
"His conscience is finally going to get to him after he see my child's face go across his TV so many times. He's going to turn himself in."
Now, early today, the Harris County Sheriff's Office announced that 20-year-old Eric Black was arrested, but he didn't surrender, but was found thanks to a tip. And the Sheriff's Office says there could be more arrests made in connection with the death of little Jasmine Barnes. The White House and Homeland Security are denying reports quoting union officials as saying that TSA airport workers are quitting their jobs or calling in sick since the government shutdown began. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A death row inmate in Nevada dead after what appears to be a suicide. Scott Dozier was sentenced to death in 2007 for the 2002 murder and robbery of Jeremiah Miller. A Nevada Department of Corrections spokesperson says Dozier was not on a suicide watch and was alone in his cell. Reports are he'd been put in isolation because he had threatened to commit suicide recently. There are huge concerns at a nursing home following an unexpected and as yet unexplained birth. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Police are investigating a Phoenix nursing home where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month. Hacienda Healthcare has increased security since the boy was born, but many patients' relatives are angry and nervous. Angela Gomez says she's thinking of pulling her son out of the facility, but says her options are limited.
My heart hurts, my chest hurts because of what occurred here.
The woman who gave birth suffered severe brain damage in a drowning accident and had been at the facility for more than 10 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In the Democrats' weekly address, Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen slams President Trump as the partial government shutdown continues past the two-week mark.
About 80% of federal employees are based outside of the extended Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and almost one-third of federal workers are veterans. This government shutdown is part of a larger pattern of a president who puts his personal whims and his effort to score political points before the needs of the American people.
On the other side of the argument, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says border security is indeed a necessity, and he's slamming Democrats for the types of solutions they've been offering.
We're in a national security crisis right now and a humanitarian crisis. The situation we face along the border is no longer tenable, and the Democrats are offering status quo solutions to a crisis situation.
Gidley was speaking on Fox and Friends, and the Golden Globes will be awarded tonight as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's nod to the best of movie making. Vice, about former Vice President Dick Cheney, has 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each collected 5. The Golden Globe Awards will be airing tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.